Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Saturday was not a mess for Penn State. Pete Delaware, Mike Gross joins us from Lancaster. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. How's it going?
Doing great. Appreciate having you on the show today.
My pleasure. As always,
do appreciate you very much. All right, so let's get to Saturday's performance. Is it difficult for you to look at a game like that following a game like West Virginia when you talk about game one to game two improvement and really get a gauge as to how much better a team was able to get?
Yes. In a word, yes. It's very difficult. I will say a couple of things about that, though. I thought you had two different opponents who tried to defend Penn State in very different ways. And it was interesting to see how Drew Aller seemed utterly prepared for both of those styles. That was one thing that I think kind of impressed me. And then I think one thing that nags at you a little bit is defending the run. And again, with a huge grain of salt, a boulder of salt, because of the quality of the opponent. But those are two things that I think you maybe can take away from this, even if you're grading on a curve.
If Yarns had not broken off the 66-yard run, and he did,
but if
he had not broken off that run, would you have had a different thought process about defending the run?
Well, yeah, probably, but here's the thing. I thought West Virginia ran it pretty effectively. I thought more effectively than the stats indicated, and maybe got away from it a little too prematurely. So that was a concern, but this is what I go back to with defending the run. You're right; it's just one play, but it was one play in which they made a huge mistake in terms of everybody being in their gap. So I remember last year when Michigan did to Penn State what they did on the ground. And after the game, James Franklin, that was when he did his famous Everybody Wants to Be Aaron Donald speech. We got to get bigger and stronger. But then Manny Diaz came back later and said, you know, you look at the film and you saw a lot of guys who were not in their gaps and were trying to do too much and not trusting the guy next to them necessarily to just do their assignment. And then Penn State defended the run much better the rest of the year. And if you remember, the very next week was Minnesota, which had an All-American caliber running back and a very good offensive line, and that problem wasn't there. So maybe this is a learning experience.
Well, I think you make great points. What have you liked about this team through two games where you see where the progress is obvious and the potential is there, and could the potential be even greater in these areas you're about to talk about?
I think so. A couple of things. The offensive line doesn't seem like it's 100% healthy, but the depth that is such a critical issue seems to have come to the fore a little bit because of that. Guys like a Nick Dawkins or people like that have been very good. I think that's encouraging, because the one thing about the offensive line that you always have to remember, this sounds sort of goofily simple, but you have to have five of them. You have to have five of them on the field all the time. So it's the rules of football. So having that depth, I think, impresses me. I don't think the wide receiver group is going to be the problem that a lot of people, or not the problem, but a potential issue, let's say, that a lot of people thought going in. I was sort of bullish on that group. I thought that was enough. There were enough there that it would sort itself out, and it looks like that could be the case. And then the other thing is their secondary is just outstanding. It's got to be one of the best in the country. And I'll grant you that certainly West Virginia was not prepared to really test them, but I don't think there are a whole lot of people on their schedule who are prepared to really test that bunch.
Any read on Illinois to this point? I don't know if you watch Friday's game at Kansas or not, so I'll just open the question and see where you want to go with it.
I did watch a fair amount of that game. I think it's clear that at least at the moment, they're not what they were defensively last year, or even maybe the year before. Defensively, they did lose some bodies, and they have a couple of outstanding guys. They have a couple of NFL players on that defense, but the group had significant losses, and they haven't found answers to that at least yet. Kansas really ran up and down the field against them. They do have a quarterback who can be who can make some plays with his arm and some plays with his legs. I have to see if I can find the young man's name. I can't think of his name, but I think that will be an interesting sort of some of the things that Luke Altmyer. Some of the mm-hmm. things that West Virginia was able to do in the run game, maybe Illinois will be able to do too. But I don't think Illinois is as good as they were last year, and they were tough last year. They were really tough out. I mean, 8 wins, and they really. They would say should have beat Michigan and gave good people good games. And right now, they're not there yet.
Yeah, and part of that, too, was they had a first-round pick at corner who ended up going to Seattle. I mean, no question.
Player he was. Man, if you watch the NFL draft, when they showed highlights, that guy's film jumped at your eyeballs as well as anybody in the whole draft. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. On this show, we lead the league and digress. We just talk.
Yeah.
It's conversation.
Yeah.
I want to get to Catron Allen for a moment. Yep. Nicholas Singleton will get the credit for 3 touchdowns. We all know the quality of running back he is. Drew was 22 of 26. What did you think of Catron Allen's performance going over 100 yards?
Well, he did what he very consistently does. I thought there was the only difference from what he does every single week is I thought there was a little bit of a conscious effort to feature him. And he started, which he doesn't normally do. James talked him up a lot during the week. It's funny, through the first 3 or 4 weeks of last season, Nick Singleton, because he is so fast and so strong and so explosive. I mean, at one point, 3 or 4 weeks into the season, I think he was leading the country in yards per carry, and I'm not sure he had broken a tackle yet. And right. Catron Allen is just quietly turning a 3-yard run into a 6-yard run over and over and over. And I thought as the season went on, Nick got a lot better at learning the Catron Allen thing, how to make people miss, how to stop and go, how to be patient, how to get that extra yard after contact or yards after contact. Nick became more like Catron, but Catron, I mean, he's just money in the bank. He's just kept doing his thing. The only difference I see this year from last year is I think he really got serious about conditioning. So now he's a stronger, more solid, probably a little bit more explosive athlete, but the same player. I mean, this is, Penn State, I don't want to say they hit the lottery because they recruited very wisely with these 2 kids, but man, they are really getting their return on the investment here. Those guys are just outstanding football players.
I mean, that's why I always laugh at his nickname. His nickname, which is from being a baby, it's Fat Man.
Right? Yeah,
Well, he's 222 pounds. That is what body fat's like 4 to 8%. I mean, come on.
I know. I do this thing called the Market Report for Monday's paper. Just always kind of funny stuff, And I referred to him as in the Market Report as the erstwhile fat man who is no longer a fat man.
But he likes being called that.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he's not erstwhile. Maybe I should have taken erstwhile. I just like that word.
And erstwhile is a brilliant word to use, by the way. I mean, it comes off as intelligent. It comes off as forward-thinking. How about that?
And it really just means former.
Of course.
But I like to throw it in there when I get the chance.
Yeah, exactly. I know people look at this as the start of conference play. I got that. But the reality is, isn't it, Mike, that it doesn't matter whether it's conference play or non-conference play. They're playing for bigger things and not just the conference.
Yeah, that's right. You play 12 games. It's 52 weeks a year of being a Penn State football player, but you play 12 games. You have to show up for all 12, and you have to. And it really is about, I think, more than any year since James has been here, it's about something beyond the conference. That's exactly right, and certainly that's what the fan base is saying. And that was one of my big takeaways from Saturday was the fan base. The announced crowd, 108,000, which I think was pretty accurate for an FCS opponent with that weather forecast. I mean, it's almost that they've always had a gargantuan fan base, but I think we're almost at another level right now.
I mean, they're remarkable. I mean, they are remarkable.
Now yeah, that was get...
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I think that was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, you expected a good crowd. You always do, but that good in that context, pretty impressive.
Very impressive. You have the opportunity to go down, and when they bring out select players, but they bring out a dozen players, if I recall correctly, down there.
Roughly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've had back-to-back weeks where it's not like you've talked to 24 players, but you've talked to a few. What is your thought process on the maturity of the players that you are talking to on this football team to get a read in that regard?
It's better than ever. On the other hand, sometimes I wish they were a little less mature and they'd say a little bit crazier stuff. If that makes any sense. I mean, they've certainly been trained in how to deal with the media. But a really good example of this is Drew Aller, because as soon as he comes in the room, and he comes in the room early, he's one of the first guys in, and they put him up front where James Franklin sits. And he immediately gets inundated with cameras and microphones and people sticking stuff in his face, sticking the recording equipment in his face immediately. And man, is he good at it? And right away he is. There are all the aspects of the job of being a quarterback. He seems really advanced at. And it's funny. I drive my carpool buddy is Dave Jones of Penn Live and the Harrisburg Patriot, and we got in the car to drive home, and that's one of the first things Dave said. He said, "Man, is Aller good? Is he smooth?" And he checks all the boxes. And for quarterbacks, there's a lot of boxes. There's a lot of boxes even beyond what just goes on in the field. But he's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it.
Showed a few things on Saturday, including. He ended up running for 27 yards in the game. Quarterback sneak off the T formation. How important was it for them to put a couple of things on tape for people to see?
Yeah, I think that's true. And he looks leaner after this winter in the conditioning program. He looks leaner and a little more athletic, a little more explosive. And that is, you know, I think maybe only two or three planned runs in the first two games, but why would you do a lot of that in given the game situations? And the other piece of that is what they showed future opponents with Bo Pribula and what he can do in the running game. And again, James is increasingly coaching through the media. I think he's getting more and more comfortable doing that, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, he threw out the possibility that, hey, we might come up with a package for Drew. So you got to prepare for that. You don't know what you're going to get from us. So, yeah, I thought that was significant.
Well, everything you do with us is always significant, and we appreciate it very much, my friend. Thanks so much, Mike. Look forward to seeing you as the week goes.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Mike Gross from Lancaster.